Most of the U.S. Midwest is still poised for a combination of weather. The northwestern areas are not likely to see much in the way of meaningful precipitation for a while the lower and eastern portions of the region will continue to see some periodic rainfall. We do anticipate showers and a couple of thunderstorms to occur today across portions of the lower and eastern Midwest. The frontal boundary that moved into the region overnight is going to continue to work its way eastward, and as it does, we'll see an increase in shower activity, especially as we get into the afternoon and into the evening hours. We'll look for anywhere from a tenth to 5/10 of an inch, and local totals upwards to 8/10 of an inch occurring in areas from parts of Indiana and Kentucky into Ohio, maybe even a few spots in Michigan. The system will move on out of the region as we get into the day on Wednesday, and a nice day of drying conditions will occur across many areas in the Midwest on that particular day. But after that, a new round of rain will likely begin to evolve from the remnants of Tropical Storm Simon, and beginning in portions of Kansas and Missouri as we get into the day on Thursday, and the precipitation will eventually work its way eastward through the Ohio River Basin as we go from Thursday into Friday, and some rain may slip a little bit further to the south and prevail from the Ohio River into the portions of the Northern Delta. These areas will probably see the greatest amount of rainfall, and we'll look for totals to run anywhere from 1 to 2.5 inches. And if the remnants of this particular tropical event can hold together well enough to generate that kind of rainfall, there is a frontal boundary that will be pushing southward through the Midwest as the remnants of Simon come into the region, and that will help to force the greater amounts of rain in the lower parts of the region and limit the amount of precipitation that occurs in northern areas. So in portions of the region from the Dakotas and northern Nebraska eastward into Michigan, there's not likely to be a tremendous amount of precipitation that occurs over this next 5 to 7 days. In contrast to that, though, there will be those areas to the south that will see quite a bit of moisture. The northern delta, portions of eastern Kansas, Missouri, the southern two-thirds of Illinois, southern two-thirds of Indiana, and much of Ohio will be involved with the rain event that comes up here from Thursday into early Saturday. From a hard red winter wheat perspective, the precipitation that occurs in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma over these latter parts of this week and into the early weekend will be a boon for the region. It's been quite dry across some of those areas this season so far, and there's been a little bit of concern about wheat emergence and establishment across those states, and it looks like things will get much better following this precipitation event. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to be seasonable for the most part over a big part of this next full week. We'll look for temperatures running mostly in the 60s and some lower 70s across the middle and southern portions of the Midwest, while a few 50s and lower 60s impact the northernmost areas periodically. We'll look for the low temperatures at night to run mostly 30s and 40s across the north and mostly in the 50s in the southern production areas. Normally, this time of the year should generate highs in the Midwest in the upper 50s and lower 60s north and the 60s to around 70 degrees in the south, making this week's weather fairly close to normal. Also, the normal low should run in the 30s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt and running mostly in the 40s in other areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.